Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters. This is Youth Station with IRIB English Radio, and I am one of your hosts, Mustafa, and with me today in the studio is...
Yeah, and I'm Beta, and it's a pleasure to be here again with you.
This is a topic which is quite close to my heart, I think, you know, and
yeah.
It's something that I have thought about so much. It's a topic in philosophy that comes up as well, and the idea is, you know, is about destiny. We know that many things in our life, we feel are destined. We all talk about it, you know, this is your destiny. But, you know, the question comes up, to what extent can you change your destiny, or can you change, you know, the outcomes that are going to be in the future? What are your thoughts about this before I
give my own view? It's a really difficult topic to talk about. And I believe I'm a bit too young in order to have the right, actually, mindset on this specific topic. Mm. But first of all, I want to refer to this verse of Holy Quran that Allah Almighty mentioned it like that, that we show the right path to you. And you're the one who can choose the right way or the wrong one. And the thing is, I believe Allah Almighty showed us our capacity, the goal of our life, and we have so many sources we can refer to in order to help us in choosing the right path, like our prophet, like our religion, our infallible, peace be upon them. And these resources all show one thing, that you have the will and you have the power to choose.
Right.
And that's my mindset. I believe there are things that they cannot change. Like, for example, the nation, the country, the family that you were born in. Mm. Like, for example, your ability or your disabilities. If, for example, whether you were born blind or something like that, they cannot change these sort of things.
Right.
But you can change the way you are living.
You're right. So I think the greatest gift that God has given us is our free will and choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, throughout history, we've had different groups who've, for example, we've had a group of people who felt that you cannot change your destiny, right? They felt 100% everything that you did, even the choices that you made.
Yeah.
They're sort of like fixed by God.
Not
right?
only throughout the history,
even
nowadays. Even
now, that's right,
yeah.
Correct. Even
Some
now
of
we
my
have.
Friends even.
And then the other, on the flip side, we have people that are on the completely other side. They say, no, everything is like, you know, you can choose, you can do whatever or not.
Yeah.
Our imams, you know, have told us that the correct view is in between these two. That, like you said, there are some things that are destined that you can't change,
yeah.
Like where we're born, you know, whether we're male or female, or, you know,
exactly.
Things like that. When we're going to die, maybe. Although I think that may be sort of... That might be slightly partially in our hands as well, because, you know, we're told if you give, for example, charity, your life can be prolonged, right?
Exactly.
For me, I think, you know, where the issue really comes in, it's when people make mistakes, okay?
Yeah.
And then they say we were destined to do those. That for me is the challenge, right? Like I do something wrong, and then the consequences of that wrong actions come upon me, and then I justify that by saying no. That was destined to happen to me.
Yeah.
That's where it's a problem. What do you think?
I believe this is the biggest problem with these people who think, like, for example, if I do a mistake, then Allah Almighty knew that I would make this mistake. So this is the, just think with yourself. This is your choice. This is your mind process and your brain process. And still, you're trying to put the blame on someone else.
You know, I've struggled with that sometimes, that I've, you know, done something and then I'll start saying, you know, God, why didn't you stop me from doing that? You knew I was going to do that and it was going to be bad for me. Why didn't you stop me from doing that? And I think one of the answers is that if you go back to that moment when you're doing that thing, you know, if God were to prevent you from doing that, right? it's just almost like, let's say, you know, we don't like when our parents control us too much, right?
Yeah.
We don't like them always controlling us. God is so loving. He's so loving that he allows us to do those things.
For sure.
Right? He's giving us that free. If he were to come and stop you to, you know, all the time he was stopping you from doing things, you would start saying to God, hey, why aren't you letting me do those things? You know,
yeah.
I thought you gave me free will. So part of it, he allows us to learn from those mistakes. You know, part of that is our exam in this world. Part of it is that we sometimes get punished for things that we may do. You know, that's you have to sort of over time have a good relationship with God to sort of understand this whole destiny and free will thing.
Exactly. And I believe this free will that we have is our superiority to animals, to trees. And if we didn't have this kind of free will, then there wouldn't be something like human beings. And I believe we gotta go for a break, then we're gonna come back.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back from the break, and you were just saying
the superiority as a human being that we have is our free will.
Right.
The ability to think about the things that you are doing. I mean, if we were supposed to do everything instinctively, like, for example, from our nature, then it would be meaningless.
Right. And I think we have to sort of discover or figure out to what extent we have that free will, right?
Yeah.
Or choice. For example, I think one of the things which is popular, probably popular here as well, definitely in our culture, is this idea that, you know, couples or matches are made in heaven. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I've
right?
heard this.
I personally don't accept this, okay?
Yeah.
Because when I look at how the way, you know, I got married, I got to choose, I made that decision, right? Like, and I know, for example, I have a friend who rejected maybe 10 or 15 proposals,
yeah.
Okay? Now, are you going to tell me that that's destiny and that matches are made in heaven, right? That someone who's rejecting 10 to 20 perfectly okay people?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's person's choice, which is sort of interfering maybe with their destiny.
You know, the point is, you may face so many people in your life throughout your life, but you don't choose those people to be in the way of your life. The thing is, for example, you didn't choose that person to be in the way of your life in order to get proposed from you or something like that. But the thing that you make the decision is true. I believe in that.
So, yeah. So, I mean, God may bring opportunities. Like you were saying, you know, God may give you opportunities in life. But you have the sort of free will and choice to either accept those opportunities or reject them.
And the gist of what we talked up to here was exactly this verse. Inna hadainahu sabili mashakiran wa imma kafura.
Right.
And I believe the same thing happens when, for example, you go through an incurable disease and you ask yourself, why me? And
right.
when it comes to this question, I believe you are losing your faith because most of the time people will think about these kind of spiritual parts of their life when they go through trouble. They remember Allah Almighty when they have, for example, a kind of problem. And this is what we call in Holy Quran, the faith on edge. I mean, when you have la vie en rose, when you are healthy, when you have your family perfectly or something, you don't remember of Allah Almighty. But when it comes to difficulties of your life and obstacles, you remember Allah Almighty is there for you. And this is something that we have to correct. We have to keep in mind that if you have faith, this faith should be there both in difficulty and both when you are filled with blessings.
Definitely. And I think the other part of this is sometimes is very much related to, let's say, prayer.
Yeah.
Right? We sometimes pray for things, right? And what we don't realize is that, for example, let's say that I'm praying for a job, right? That I want a job. Now, I have to also at the same time realize that in order to get that job, I have to do certain things.
Exactly.
Right? With my own free will and choice. It may be destined for me. The other, I think, mistake we make, we think that there's only one thing that's destined for us.
Yeah.
Right? For all you know, God may have 10 things destined for you, and through your free will and choice and the actions that you take,
you choose which one.
Yeah, for example, you're studying medicine, right? I would say So in order to become a medical student, I'm assuming, let's say you prayed a lot, right? Yeah. That you get accepted in the exams. But of course, we all know if you don't study, your prayers are then ineffective.
Exactly.
Right? So in fact, I would say even the people that don't pray, they become medical students, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, how do they do that? They use their free will and choices to get there.
Exactly.
So free will and your choice and making your destiny is very important.
Yeah, you know, there is a misconception here among the people that they believe that you have, for example, a written form of destiny or something like that that it cannot change no matter what to do. But the thing is, Allah Almighty is so merciful that He actually put a specific potential capacity for you in order to achieve goals and achieve things. And this capacity is at your best level of existence.
Right.
And throughout this philosophy, when you choose something to achieve to that, you have to do some certain sort of things. And this is the Allah Almighty's will for you that showed you the path to reach that level of being and existing. And you are the one who make it into a practical and functional form.
Let's go for a break and then I'll have another point to share.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Okay, so we're back from the break. And one of the things, by the way, that really helped me with this sort of free will versus destiny question is this example that comes up in philosophy. And the idea is that, you know, the game billiards, you know, the game which has a table and there's holes.
Yeah, I know the game.
So imagine that now you're playing a game of billiards with God, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right. So now when God breaks the table, right,
He
knows every single combination of the game, right?
Exactly.
That could possibly exist. Like when I go and hit one of the balls, He knows
all
every
the possibilities.
Single, yeah. But the idea is that all of these combinations potentially exist. And you, when you come and play it, you get to pick one of those combinations. And then God creates that for you.
Nice example.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? So in life, I have, let's say, 10, 20, 100 different choices. So those are all combinations. And God knows whichever one I pick, He can create it for me.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how I sort of view life. That, yes, God knows everything. He knows every combination. But He's allowing me to play the game with Him.
Exactly.
Okay.
And another point I wanted to add to our conversation, which I believe is a challenge for the youth generation, is that young people are like, for example, they think too much. They overthink the philosophy of life, the goal, the nature of human beings. And this overthinking will lead them to not doing anything. Okay, so I believe if you are trying to think about the destiny, the will of Allah Almighty, which is over the will of you, above the will of you.
Yeah, have you watched any of the Marvel superhero movies?
No.
Okay, so, you know, Iron Man and like, what do you call it? A key theme over the past 5 to 10 years in those movies and a lot of TV shows is this idea of the multiverse. Okay,
yeah.
And what they portray in these movies is that the universe is infinite. And there's infinite versions of you out there as well. There's infinite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like the idea that I just proposed that God knows every combination of life. What they're saying is in these movies, the philosophy behind them that they're proposing is that God is creating every single combination that could ever exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
In fact, there are scientists right now that have started supporting this theory in Western media.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question then comes up, okay, well, if there's infinite versions of me, right, then everything is destined in a way, right? Or it confuses the mind in terms of like...
So you are just one of these old
You're one of these infinite versions, yeah.
You're talking about a parallel world or
parallel
something.
Parallel universes, and there's even Rick and Morty, which is a very popular cartoon. I'm sure a lot of listeners probably watch it. You'll see the same theme reoccurring over and over again. And the whole purpose behind it is to philosophically confuse you.
Yeah.
Okay? Without you realizing it. I would also say, you know, we should then, if you're watching these movies and TV shows and you have philosophical questions, that's not a bad thing. We should then study Islamic philosophy because Islamic philosophy has answers for these.
So, dear listeners, thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.